When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
This special edition of Orlando Magic Pod Squad is brought to you by the Florida Department of Transportation. Remember, drive sober or get pulled over. The Orlando Magic netted the number one pick in the 2022 NBA draft, and we're going to recap all of it, including a visit with Orlando Magic Chief Communications Officer Joel Glass, arguably the lucky person that got the number one pick for the Orlando Magic. He was Orlando's representative sequestered in the back room, and he was the one that found out first and then had to stay silent for an hour and a half until the broadcast aired. But we'll get that entire story from behind the scenes, revisiting last night's special moment where the Orlando Magic got the number one pick in the upcoming draft. All of that coming your way on this edition of Magic Pod Squad.
This is Jalen Suggs of the Orlando Magic.
This is Jonathan Isaac.
This is Cole Anthony.
This is Fonz Wagner of the Orlando Magic, and this is the Pod Squad.
And welcome, everyone, to this emergency edition of Orlando Magic Pod Squad. Dante Marcatelli here with George Galante, Jeff Turner, and Orlando Magic Chief Communications Officer Joel Glass, who was sequestered in a back room. The Orlando Magic's representative, as all the ping pong balls started to surface, and he was the first one to know that the Orlando Magic would get the number one pick. So, guys, I appreciate you all jumping on here last minute. I think we felt it was important to kind of get together and let the Magic fans know what happened behind the scenes. So we appreciate you taking time. Joel, I mean, how would you characterize the last 24 hours for you, right? I mean, start taking us behind the scenes, what your day was like, and then ultimately finding out the Magic would get the number one pick.
Sure. It was a whirlwind day. I think for me, relief more than anything. That was the first thing. I get to keep my job another year. So you come out of there with the sixth pick, and George is the chief communications officer.
I was rooting for six, apparently. I didn't know I was rooting for six at the time.
What are you so upset last night?
Damn it, Dante. We got number one.
But I live another day, George. I live another day. Okay. Your time will come. Your time will come.
Go ahead. I was going to say, so you're the representative. Are you the lone Magic employee back there with the ping pong balls?
Yes. About 5:30. So it was 6:30 your time. Obviously, we're in central time there. But about 5:30, the NBA escorted me into the drawing room. And as you go into the drawing room, they take every electronic device I have. So I had my computer because we were going to do the post-lottery Zoom. I had my cell phone and I had my Apple Watch, and they took everything.
See, we thought you
which for everybody to know, like, Jeff Turner can go days without any of those things, right? But for Joel Glass, This would be like taking one of our legs away, right? Is it not?
Yeah, it's pretty tough, and they seal it in a bag, so it's tough. And I go through.
How do they know? How do they know you don't have another one, Joel? Is there a pat down that goes in?
Right, yes.
Metal detectors.
There is a pat down. There's a pat down.
Pat down.
Okay, so there is a metal detector.
Yes.
Okay, so it's just like the airport. And as you guys know, I have had a knee replacement. So, of course, that thing goes off every 5 seconds. And they're like, what else do you have? What else do you have?
Yes,
and I'm like,
yes.
I have a knee is what I have. So they took everything from me. So there was no chance of Woj getting it or anyone else.
That's okay, Dante. I was hoping for number 6 in a strip search, is what I was hoping. I had my fingers crossed.
You wanted it all.
6 in a strip search. I wanted every part.
Well,
of it.
Well, you got the strip search.
So how long are you in the room? So you're in the room with all one representative from all 14 teams.
Yes.
I think somebody from ESPN, obviously league personnel. Right. You're in there for how long? Just chit chatting until they start.
So it's about a half hour before they start. So the lottery was at 6. So, I forget the time thing. Let's forget.
Yeah, sure.
It was 6 o'clock where I was.
Yeah.
About 6 o'clock, it started. They read all the rules. So inside the room is one representative from each team. And then there's about 8 media members there.
Okay.
ESPN camera. And we could talk about that in a little bit. NBAE crew and, you know, few other sort of league people, PR people, and so forth from the league. So,
how awkward are those conversations? Because you all want the same thing. You all want the number. Is that some of the most difficult small talk you've ever had to do?
Yeah, there's not a lot of chit chat early. And then you have to be like, I've been in the room in the past where other people have won, and it, you know, becomes a little bit obnoxious, to be honest, you know, cheering and fist pumping and, you know, whatever. And I didn't want to be that guy. I just didn't want to be that guy. So we could talk about that closer as the ping pong balls came out. But anyways, you have the number combinations in front of you. Now there's 140. So I have 140 combinations. Now, here's the thing. I know I need a 1, 2, or 3 for sure. Because every single one of my combinations has a 1, 2, or 3. And so the ping pong balls are in this case. The person from Ernst & Young accounting firm cuts open the case. They put the balls in the ping pong machine
hopper,
or whatever,
the hopper.
Yep. They told us before they put them in the hopper, they had a hopper repair person there in case it didn't work.
Good.
So you got to have one of those. So George, like, this doesn't work out for you.
I was going to say, do you think that's lucrative? Do you think that's a lucrative business, hopper repair man? I don't think it's called very much, right? No,
I mean, if it goes down, it could be very lucrative. So
true. I can charge whatever I want because I'm pretty sure I'm the only hopper repairman out there.
Right.
Well, they're supposed to have a backup hopper, and then they have an NBA employee that cut the hole out of the top of a Wilson basketball in case they had to do it manually. You can pull all your ping pongs out there. Also, equally as lucrative.
Right. So a lot of rules.
Sounds like being at a bingo night. Maybe I don't know. It's like.
That's right.
You could moonlight doing that, George, if you're a hopper repairman.
That is going to be what I asked Joel is if when the numbers came up, if he just screamed out bingo. That would have been nice, I think.
Oh, right. So they put the balls in the hopper. And really, this whole thing is, you know, they're picking for the first 4 picks. This whole thing is done in 10 minutes.
And they do it reverse order. So your pick comes up first, right?
Yeah, the first pick is the first pick, yes. So the 14 ball right here, baby.
Oh, you got
it. Yeah, look at you.
14 comes up first. Now, when 14 comes up first, you know everyone's in play because everyone has 14.
Okay.
Okay. And then 10 seconds later, the number 1 ball came up.
Now you're still in play.
So now I'm feeling – it's me, us, Houston, and Detroit, because I don't think anyone else had the number 1 in their thing.
Oh, yeah.
But then the 13 came up, So 10 seconds later, the 13 comes up. Now I'm looking through 140 combinations in 10 seconds.
Right.
Okay. And I'll, the truth be told, I could not think that fast. But
of course.
But I knew Houston and Detroit were all in it, and it seemed like it was us three. So then the six ball, so really the six ball is our really lucky ball.
That's the lucky
ball. The six ball came up. Now, if you go back and look at the numbers, Houston had 2 and 3. Detroit had 10 and 11 and 12, and we had 4 through 9. So
wow.
When the, now the Clayton, I'm sorry, I don't even know his last name, but Clayton, the assistant GM for the Rockets, was sitting next to me. Now, he's an analytic guy. He knew right away. He knew right away. And he said, he whispered to me, that's you. But I really, until they announce it, I'm not believing
it. You don't believe it.
But then it came up. It was.
Well, I'm with you because I was looking for our name on the card at 10. I thought for sure.
Six was as low as we could go. Six was as low as
we could go. There it is at 10. There it is at 9.
So really, when you think about this whole thing, it came down to number six. Like one ping pong ball.
That ball.
Yeah. And so that was it. So I kind of gave a little fist pump. Tommy Shepard, who's the GM of the Wizards, former PR guy. He was the first, I think, to congratulate me, besides the gentleman from Houston next to me. But of course, Tommy whispered in my ear, you know, you're the next Pat Williams. You're the next Pat Williams.
Perfect.
And I said, awesome. I hope to God I am never in this room again.
Yeah,
that's seriously. Right. Yeah, that's the goal. You don't want to be back in the room. I was going to say, when you go back next year, now you know what's to expect or what's expected of you. But let's not go back there next year.
Right. I'm done with the ping pong ball.
Wait, though. Okay. So, Joel, you said you've been in the room before. Had you been in that seat where you're with the numbers in front of you before?
Good question.
Yes.
Okay.
I have. But I think the last time I was there was Jonathan Isaac, so it was number six. I think we moved down one spot, maybe. We weren't the top three. We weren't right. the top.
So let me. But I looked. Let me at ask it, you guys this yeah. though. Okay, so there's a big deal about who's on stage, right? The lucky charm and everything. Really, yes. Joel is the lucky guy, right? Because 100%. He's the one that's there with the drawing. He's got the lucky ping pong balls from the past. I'm not sure what else. What do you have? Anything else you had with you, Joel?
No, I just thought it was good to bring in my Tervis tumbler.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
Chris Webber, Penny.
Right. Okay.
And Dwight Howard. So I brought that with.
That's not right there. Let's see those. Let everybody see those. Those are the ping pong balls.
Dante, yeah. Arena Ops has been looking for these balls to put in the case upstairs for about 10 years. They've been looking for them for 10 years.
They're in my desk.
They're in my desk.
So Shaq, Penny, and then Dwight is here. And then we added whoever we're going to add right there. So
really, the national story is that, you know, Coach Mosley was the lucky charm. He was feeling like, guys, I think we're finding out it's Joel Glass.
Yeah.
It's Joel Glass.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
Because this has happened before what we see on TV. So, All right, Joel.
Yeah, so sitting there for an hour, not being able to tell anyone, no way to tell anyone. Now, that's the hard part.
That's the hard part. Now, does any of this happen without those lucky charms and without that critical advice from your daughter? Let everybody know the last line of advice that Maddie sent you as you were on your way out the door.
Right. So Maddie was the last one to text me before I gave up the phone. Maddie, the biggest sports fan in the world, aspiring PR person. In fact, she texted me 2 weeks ago and said, I'm coming for your job.
Nice.
I think that was
directed at me too, by the way, guys. Yeah. I think she was just trying to funnel that somehow to me.
Yeah. But Maddie said, she just texted me, Dad, don't F it up. My 21-year-old daughter. So, Dante, that's what you have to look forward
to.
That's what you have to look forward to. So,
my 8-year-old said that as I went to the watch party.
Right.
It's funny watching. Yeah. So you didn't. Now, Joel's also an umpire. He moonlights as an umpire. So I thought you'd give it one of your, you didn't give it your strut, your punch out calls. No.
When we won. No, I just did not want to be that guy because I'm sitting in that room for an hour. And like I said, I've been with people who have won before and they're having a party for an hour and everyone's just sitting eating, you know, stale chocolate chip cookies. So it's, you know, I just didn't.
Who took it the worst? Did anybody take it badly?
No, you know, the lottery went pretty much true to form, except Sacramento moved up. So, you know, like I said, when that 14 ball comes out first, everyone for a moment is like, oh, wow, this can happen. So,
Joel, now you've been there before where you go to the second pick and the first team comes up again, like their combination. Yes. Did that happen at all? Or was it three clean combinations?
No, it did. So it happened with Sacramento's pick, the fourth pick. Sacramento's four, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, Houston. Yes. Houston came up twice.
Okay. So
Houston three.
Yeah, they're third.
They're third. Houston combination came up twice.
Okay.
So they had to throw Houston back.
But yours was Orlando's was first, clean. And then there was nothing else. And then Oklahoma City came up second, and then Houston even came up third. So there really wasn't but in the past, there's been times where, you know, whoever picks first, they get pulled again, and then they get pulled again and pulled again. And that takes longer for the lottery to figure itself out, right?
Right. So this was pretty clean. So it was just 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, and then obviously Sacramento drew the fourth pick. So
To be calm and not jump out there, guys. Dante George, come on now, you guys. Listen, I had to have a capaya. I would have.
You have to. And you'd be right to do it.
Dante would have taken his shirt off. It'd have been aggressive.
George and I are obnoxious courtside when we have 18 wins on the season.
Right.
I can't imagine what would happen.
Guys haven't been asked to be in the drawing room yet, you know?
No, we're not going to.
Yeah.
We're not going to get that
chance. It'll be Joel Glass for a few more years,
not.
I think.
I hope
so
not.
You get out of there. They finally, did you get to go? Did you at least get to be the first one to get your
Yeah, are you
back?
Standing by the door? Hold on, are you standing by the door? So, are you the first one out the door?
Well, yeah. So then they, the telecast comes on. So we're all watching the telecast.
You still got to wait for that.
A half hour. Yeah, they don't let you out. But right when they picked us on TV, I went to the door because I was getting out of that room first. And,
good for you.
And I did get out of the room first. And I went down the hall to the TV studio, the ballroom where the TV studio was. And
are you far? Are you far from the studio or are you close?
It's probably like 100 yards. So, you know,
how many text messages?
Good power walk. Oh my God. My phone was, I didn't really have time to really look at it.
Sure.
Because there were just too many for all of us. Alex, Mose, Jeff, John Hamm, Matt Lloyd, Anthony Parker, Pete. Like it was crazy the amount of people that were texting us. So it was
Jeff, Dante, David. Yeah,
exactly. Like When JT looks at his phone again in training camp, he can tell us how many text messages he has. Well, okay, so now
I don't think I was 12 yards out the door, and David Steele is like, "Who are we picking?"
That's awesome.
I'm like, "Hey, got to get down there." So
right away. Okay, what was the reaction like from Alex, Jeff, John, when you finally see them?
It was just elation for those guys. And you think about the basketball ops guys who have been the Matt Lloyds of the world and Jeff and John and Anthony and Pete. Like, those guys have been, who has more Marriott points than Matt Lloyd? No one is the answer to that.
Yep.
And just to see those guys, how excited they were, when we got to the restaurant, but I saw Alex and obviously Jeff and John and Moe's first and Cole DeVos was there. So it was just we had a good group hug,
So it turns out that Cole also, we read that Cole was wearing a special watch, I guess, for the night that we didn't know about either.
Yes. George, we seem to not know a lot about a bunch of stuff.
I don't know anything until I read it on the internet. I didn't even know Mose was going up there till about 3 o'clock.
Right.
That's right.
But yes, Cole DeVos was wearing his grandfather's watch, Mr. Rich DeVos's watch. So
cool.
Maybe it was time, you know.
Very cool.
And so that was good. And obviously, Jeff went to the bullpen, called the audible. Mose was feeling lucky in the morning, so they made that switch.
Well, we'll talk about that conversation, though, because Jeff has obviously gone up to the podium the last few years. Right. And everybody and the NBA announces all the people that are going to be on the stage, and Jeff's on the list. And then I get the text from you that says, "Hey, just want to let you know Mose is on stage." I was like, "Okay, do we want to announce it? No, let's let it play out a little bit. Let's just pop up." And then Jake got to break it on 96.9 The Game, which was awesome. Great, yeah. Which was great for them. Yep. So how to just go through the, were you there for that conversation too? Or were you just after the fact that you got told this is what's happening?
I was on the airplane going to Chicago. Alex and I were on the airplane going to Chicago, and I got two voicemail messages from Jeff, but I'm on the airplane. And then all of a sudden we got a text from Jeff saying that Mose was feeling lucky. He's going to go on stage. So I think I texted you, George, and you said weird.
I thought it was weird. I actually said weird at least probably three times.
Yeah,
after
we got the hands up.
Ever the employee that just falls right in line.
No FaceTime, no facepalm emoji. I did
no
one,
face
I,
palm.
One of these. I gave one of these.
It didn't go to this. It didn't go to that.
I wasn't there.
Does that change your luck theory, JT, or is it still Joel because he's in the room?
Well, no. I think it's a big thing. I just feel like Joel needs to get a little credit for this, right? Like because he's the guy right there when it's all happening. So, I love me some Jamal Mosley though.
I know
so
you do.
I'm going with the luck all the way on that one.
Well, Jeff, you need to know, and I think everybody would love to hear you guys' reactions. I'm sure George went, meh. And I'm sure Jeff might've given it a kapaya, but I'd love to hear your reactions. But JT, you got to know, I went to that watch party down at Harry Buffalo. And every time they put Mose's face on that screen, the place went crazy. Everybody was cheering for him. And again, they might very well have done the same thing for Jeff. In fact, I think they did last year. But there's so much love and affection for Coach Mosley and the person that he is. I mean, it was palpable. It was awesome to see that last night. You would have really enjoyed that.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
I was at an event prior to that at the arena. Yes. With some prospective season ticket holders, and you know, just talking to the crowd, and you know, I shared some stories about Jamal as well, and everybody there, you know, just raving about him and everything. So you know, and my reaction seeing him up there. I love the comment, you know, like he said he was working on his breathing techniques.
Yeah.
You know, trying to be, because it's got to be nerve-wracking sitting up there, you know, knowing you're going to get a player. Yeah. That, you know, in Jamal's mind, I know he's thinking about, you know, what am I going to do? What is this, you know, from a development standpoint, from a coaching standpoint, and how excited he must have been. I mean, Joel, I don't know if the after party dinner conversations went that way, but I got to believe that Mose was on cloud nine just thinking about the future.
Yeah, everyone was. It's a great dinner, a lot of fun. Everyone got to hold the ping pong ball, take pictures with it, but you know, I think everyone's excited just to have that asset, and you know, you just never know what that's going to turn into. And it's just great to control the draft. And as George and I know, to get all the attention we've been getting and what we know we're going to get for the next month is month plus is just awesome for the organization.
And then on to the summer league, right? It'll carry into summer league. George, you were at the house with the family? What did you do?
Okay. So Laura, as you guys know, lacrosse runs my house with the kids. And so Jim was at lacrosse practice. So my wife was with him. And so I was on the couch watching it with John and Kate. We were watching the lottery. And I was trying to explain to them, you know, because they know what it is. They know that, okay, well, this is going to determine where we pick, but they didn't really understand. Okay. If you don't see our card at six, that's a good thing. And then if you don't see our card at five, that's a good thing. So as the cards were going, I was trying to explain to them what the funniest part of the night though, for me, was the beginning of the draft when Malika Andrews is taking her time and introducing all the participants and they're going to everybody and they only have two participants left to do. And they're like, and this is Nick Collison, who part, you know, 12 years with the Thunder, all time franchise leader. Oh, and Jamal Mosley from the Magic. And he wasn't even on the screen. And then barely. She went right. And then she went right to, she goes right to Houston or Detroit or whoever was after that. And John looks at me and he goes, well, that doesn't seem fair. It's like, why did they do that? And then David texted the four of us. We're just like, oh, well, here we go. I couldn't even catch a break on that. So anyway, and then the lottery's going and I'm explaining to them, you know, okay, we don't want, you know, the lowest we can get is six. So you're not going to see our cards here. And I'm also explaining that this is the order. And if it comes out in this order, that's a good thing, because that means nobody from the bottom is now into the top. And then once it went to commercial break, you know, then it kind of got real after that. And honestly, after that, I just wanted to get to the commercial break and have us in it, to be honest. Correct. I wasn't focused on one. I just wanted to get to the commercial break where we didn't see our card, right? Because we've experienced that multiple times.
Yes.
And to have that at that point, I was elated. I was just happy that we were in that top four. You feel like you can get a player in that range that is going to help you long term. And then just to get one was like, I mean, it's crazy. So it's great. It's awesome. Awesome feeling.
It's funny, Dante, you know, you've kind of alluded already to the fact that my phone is never handy or anything. But so
it was yesterday and it has been. It has been.
I was texting with, you know, in our group with, you know, the two of you and David. And so that was there. But the funny thing was, is my reputation through my friends and everything, you know, must be that Jeff won't answer anyway, because Dee Dee's phone was blowing up, wondering if people were hitting her saying, is Jeff watching this? This is so exciting and everything. So I'm trying to watch and I keep hearing ding, ding, ding. I'm looking, it's not my phone, it's my wife's phone. So that's how it works in our house.
Perfect. That's awesome. That's awesome. It probably is liberating, I would think. So you, I mean, same, probably the same as you, as George, right? You, once we get to the commercial, JT, I'm sure you were, this is what we want. We're in the top four.
No, absolutely. And, you know, it's very exciting. But, you know, again, it's been so long, you know, since we've been in that position where luck has kind of smiled on us a little bit. You know,
we looked at that. Yeah, we looked at that today. I think it's been 9 straight lotteries where we've moved down or stayed the same.
Right. Mm. Yeah. So it's like when you get to that point, you just like you got a break. You just think you're going to be 4, you know, then the 3. It's just amazing. And then when it's, you know, that second one turns over and you realize it brought back a lot of memories for me, to be honest with you, from past situations. You know, like I still remember sitting on the couch, you know, when we got Shaq, right? Like, you know, I mean, we had the worst record. We'd been through that. And that one was incredible. And so it was kind of surprising and it was exciting too. Yeah.
Well, you know, my daughters last year, they cried hysterically when we got 5. And I think I did a little bit too, but we ended up getting a great player, one that we're very happy with and Suggs and Wagner. But I told them when I left, I said, you get to the commercial, we did good. We did good. And then to go all the way up to 1, they were going crazy here at the house, which was cool. So you mentioned so this is the 4th time now in Magic history where they've had the number 1 pick, right? 92, 93, and 04. And those picks were Shaq, Chris Webber, which you turned into Penny, which Joel said earlier, and Dwight Howard. So you've done pretty good in your previous 3 number ones. It's very hard at this point to say one of these guys will be Shaq, Penny, or Dwight Howard. But I only go back to 04 guys. And I knew nothing about Dwight Howard. All of us, we knew Emeka Okafor. We knew his college career. And all of a sudden, this Dwight Howard kid was thrown into the mix. And it seemed exciting, but none of us anticipated Dwight Howard was going to be this Dwight Howard, did we? I mean, so point being, we don't know now. I don't know that we knew then.
Well, I'm not sure you ever know, to be honest. Yeah. But I will say this, when Dwight –
we did know.
That's true. That's true, JT. You did know in 92.
We did know for Shaq. Yeah. And we probably knew with Penny too. But think about how many college games those guys played compared to this group. But I will say this, when Dwight Howard in his individual workout jumped up and touched like the top of the backboard, we're like, oh, he's pretty good.
Yeah. Pretty good.
But I think the other interesting thing is that this, you know, think about last year, like Jalen Suggs did not come to visit us because obviously we had what pick do we have? 4 or 5?
We had 5.
But we had 5.
Yep.
And obviously the agents play a big role with their clients. But now this opens up all the possibilities of everyone's going to want to come see us and talk to Jeff and John and our whole crew. So I think that's, and you know, the other interesting part of that is I think Jeff was talking last night that, you know, Wendell Carter Jr., you know, they got to interview him in the draft. And then 3 years later, he's with us. Yeah. So I think those are all good things that are coming out of this as well.
Well, you look at it, and that's really one of the strengths of this group, is it not, Joel? The ability to sit there and talk and kind of get to know these guys. And then it's a big staff. So you get a lot of eyes on it, watching the workouts, doing all the research. They've seen a lot of games for all of these guys. I mean, they're going to have done as much research as anybody, right?
Right. Absolutely. I mean, they're going to definitely do their due diligence and have been doing it. I mean, it's not this is the starting point for them. I do have a question for you guys, because a few people have mentioned this to me. So during the telecast, and I was watching the telecast, they showed me at one point.
Yes, they did.
And both Charlie Freeman and Alex said, "Man, you looked happy."
Oh.
And
oh.
And when I saw myself on television, I was like, I can't believe they showed that, because that was like some 20 minutes after the pick.
See, I missed that part. What part of this telecast was it?
It was a quick shot, but they did
coming back from a commercial, and I was up front. And I was actually at that point trying to get the ping pong balls, because the Ernst and, well, I shouldn't say the name, but they didn't want me to have the ping pong balls. And all I kept saying was,
it rhymes with Schmertz and Schmong.
I have Penny, Shaq, and Dwight right here. Can I not have those?
I gotta have those.
So they eventually said, okay, you can have them all.
They can buy some new ones for next year. Don't they have to do the whole spiel where they crack it open? And all? Yeah, so like, they're not doing anything with those balls after that, unless they're donating them to like the New York Lottery. Like the guy with the hopper repairman needs them for his, you know, so he can work his hoppers.
But it was funny that I had to convince them that I have those three guys right here. Like, what's
you got
to
have that? What a set. What is that worth? My goodness.
Ooh, I don't know. We got this too, Dante.
That's pretty impressive. Oh, I love it. You got the sun.
That's nice.
That is nice.
I said eBay. I said, I don't know.
Hang on to that one. That is awesome. You get all the props.
Yeah.
How much of you guys did your minds go to Pat Williams during this whole thing? Right? Don't you think about Pat? And he was up there in 92, 93. You think of him pumping his fists and, right? The original Magic pioneer up there.
Tommy Shepard, the GM of Wizards, that's the first thing he said to me. He goes, "You're the new Pat Williams."
Pat's always a part of this broadcast too, right? I mean, you always see they show the highlights and his reaction in 93 when the balls came up. You know, we had the least
one in 66. There's no replacing that.
He'll always be a part of it.
There's no replacing Pat. No chance.
Well, Jeff, take us back, you mentioned a little bit, but 92-93, I remember 04 when I was here for that one, and just the excitement in the town knowing we had the number one pick. And I still contend not everybody knew about Dwight Howard, right? You knew he was this phenomenal athlete coming out of high school and had a chance to be great, but you hadn't watched him in college like you did Shaq and Penny, right? So, I mean, had to, knowing you, when those two came onto the scene, it just had to have been pure bedlam around here.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, obviously, it's like, you know, you guys, we were talking earlier, in Shaq's year, you knew, right? Like, you knew who the number one guy was going to be. And so when we got that one, you know, you can imagine this town, knowing that, you know, you've got a player of that caliber coming in. You know, obviously there was Alonzo Mourning and Christian Laettner, that one, but whoever got the number one pick was taking Shaq. I mean, he is he was a franchise changer. The following year in the lottery, when you get that one, I'm not sure everybody was excited, but it wasn't. Remember, the Penny thing didn't happen until draft day, right? It was it was exciting because, as you guys pointed out, everybody knew who Chris Webber was. I mean, it really was. He was going to be the guy, probably, right? I guess you know, could have been Sean Bradley, but you know, everybody kind of thought, you know, we've already got Shaq, we're going to take Chris Webber, and so again, there was that excitement because I think people knew the players a little bit better. There's so many unknowns now, which I don't know. Does it create more excitement, do you think? Because there is so much unknown, or less, I'm not sure. But it's just a different feel. I remember 2004 too, Dante, and I'll be one of those guys. And, you know, I don't know if you guys will fess up or not, but I thought the pick was Okafor. I mean, we knew him, right? You know, college player of the year, just won a national championship. Yeah. I thought that was the safe pick. We didn't know Dwight Howard, you know, thank goodness, you know, Otis and that crew did their work because, you know, something great happened because of it. So that's why, right, Joel, that's why you've got to dig deep, do the work, interview a lot of different players, and you know, I would imagine we're going to bring in a lot of guys just because we can and we'll get to know all of them for the future, right? Some trade down the line or something. We'll probably go pretty deep here with the guys coming in to work out.
Jeff, what do you think is the – oh, sorry, go ahead, Joel.
No, no, I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, this opens so many doors for you with the players coming in, getting to know them. And like Jeff says, not know them necessarily for today, but for tomorrow and, you know, down the line.
Jeff, what about as a player? Like, I think about Cole Anthony, Wendell Carter Jr., Franz Wagner. Like, are you watching those drafts, cheering as a teammate, potential teammate for the number one pick? You all teammates? I mean, some of these guys, I mean, somebody's going to have their job replaced, right, in this draft, right? So how much are guys into the draft lottery or not? Like, how much do you think all these guys were watching this?
It's interesting, you know, from a standpoint, me personally, you know, 92 and everything. I mean, you know, we needed a piece. We needed a guy, and so everybody was excited. We didn't have that center, that dominant player and everything. You know, that for me, the draft part of the 93 one, I was there for Penny's workouts and a part of that. And so I was excited, you know, about that, about what he would bring as well, if we decided to make that deal. You know, it's interesting. That's a good question. And with today's young players and everything, especially with the unknown, because you're right. You know, if we just take the top three guys, right, that we've all heard their names, they're all bigs, right? Yeah. They're all bigs. They're four or five guys. Probably, you know, maybe they could play a little bit of three, probably not. So maybe some of our bigs, maybe they're a little bit concerned. Maybe they'll work, do a little extra work or something, knowing what's coming on. I don't know how they're feeling, but you should always look at somebody's, in my opinion, that someone's coming in and take your job. I mean, that's what drives you, I think, is to not be that guy that's looking for a team next year.
All right, Joel, last thing, couple quick things, then we'll get you out of here. We appreciate this. You probably slept 8 minutes last night. Did you do any fireball shots, or is that more of a Ty Easton thing?
That's definitely a Ty Easton thing.
Okay, fair enough. We did have some champagne.
Good for you. Yes. Good for you. I've probably never tasted the champagne that you guys that would be my guess.
True.
Yeah, that's a fair assumption. The media is your realm. This is you guys' forte, you and George. When we talk, you know, private conversations about what this does for the Magic on the national stage, what are we saying? What does having the number one pick, whoever it is, do for this team from a, I don't want to say relevance standpoint, but you know, from a national media standpoint?
I'll say it from a relevance standpoint. Okay. I think it makes us immediately relevant. You know, it gives some validity to what we've been going through and the path that we've been trying to take, right? And you're waiting for something big that just kind of ticks the needle up a little bit, right? And the number one pick in the lottery, I think, does that for you. So I would like to think, you know, now, you know, I don't know how the draft's going to play out. I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know who we're going to pick. But you would like to think that just by having the number one pick, you know, maybe that gets us back on a couple of national TV games automatically, no matter who we pick. So that alone gives us a little bit more juice than we've had for the last, you know, 10 years, give or take. You know, we just haven't had that stage, and it would be nice to have that back. I think Joel pulling the ping pong ball, I think, gives us that immediate relevance again on the NBA stage.
And to think about it like this, every single conversation around the draft between now and June 23rd will include the Orlando Magic. Every single conversation. Yeah. And then follow that up. Summer League is July 7th through the 17th. Like, so now you're going through mid-July and we are going to be mentioned. So, as George says, I think it brings instant relevance.
And we've got another number one pick in Markelle Fultz. So you've got a couple of them that there's kind of some interest. And now lastly, Jeff, are we inching closer to the scenario where the sunshine year round matters, the no state taxes matter, couple of number one picks. You've developed some talent. Same timeline, all progressing. Now I'm a big target free agent in the next year or two. And I say, boy, I kind of like what they're doing down there.
I think that's been the goal, right? I think you've watched other teams do this, Phoenix doing it. You know, you gather assets is what Jeff Weltman has been talking about. You get a number one pick. You look at what you're building. You've got a coach who is very popular with the players. So you're creating an environment, but got to have success, right? The sunshine alone doesn't bring people to Orlando. Right. We've got to continue this path and show improvement. We've got everything in place. Now the work starts, but you know, you got to get the right guy show improvement. And then, yes, I think you do become attractive and the sunshine doesn't hurt, Dante. Sure. the golf course is being open year round. Certainly yes. is a positive, right, Joel?
Absolutely, JT. Absolutely. I'll see you Friday morning. Okay. Early.
Sounds good.
You know, the other thing, Dante, I go back to, I was thinking about this yesterday, last night, or when we pulled those or won the lottery. But you go back to March 25th, 2021. So that was the trade deadline where, you know, we blew up the team. And, yeah. you know, we had to say goodbye to Vooch, which was tough, and Evan and Aaron. But to think we've gotten from that point, went through the season we have, the young guys, the season Franz Wagner had. You know, he's going to be all rookie first team. I hope so. Otherwise, George and I may be in trouble at this point.
Then maybe I don't have a job. Maybe I don't have a job after this.
It won't be because we worked it hard, man.
We worked it hard. Yeah. We sure
but,
did.
But I know. You think about our young core. You think about, obviously, like JT said, bringing in Jamal. Like, Jamal is the salt of the earth. Like, his spirit is amazing. He's so great to be around every single day. And now we fast forward to this, and like, so good things are happening in this iteration of our rebuild. And, you know, hopefully the sky's the limit from here.
Well, I love that. There's been some rough years, but hey, there's a lot of light at the end of the tunnel, and it's good. It's good light. We're excited, me, Jeff, and George, to be sitting in on those workouts because we know they value our input. So we're excited about that.
I've already given my input a little bit to Matt Lloyd. I don't know.
Good
sure
for you.
I'm not sure he liked it, but that's okay. I didn't care. So
good for you. This is what we think.
That was before the lottery. So
all right, Joel. Well, good luck. Is there anything we need to call you now, or do you get a title change?
Well, we can't call him Pat Williams until Jeff on draft night flips number one for a future one, or for a player and three future firsts.
Yeah,
he could flip one and get another player, star top three, and three future firsts. Then we can call
Joel next
Pat
year.
Williams.
Don't we have Chicago's pick next year? So yes, next year yes. that Chicago, well, it might be protected probably one, but yeah, you're right. Maybe we get the number one. No, pick
I'm saying you flip that. Go ahead and flip just like Pat did, right? He flipped Chris Webber. He flipped Chris Webber for a top three guy in that draft, and then three more firsts on top of it.
Then we can call
Joel Pat. If that happens, then Joel's Pat after that.
Which those picks ended up being
I think Joel's got it. Joel's got to go back.
Vince Carter and Mike Miller.
Joel's got to go back next year and pull. He's got to do back to back before he can be Pat Williams.
I want to be
he's
done.
He's
got to
do it. Come on now.
Part of me, I
want
to
be done with it, JT. I want to be done with it. I am over the line.
Don't be selfish. Don't be selfish. We need you, Joel. We need you.
That sound like you're being selfish, Joel.
We need you on that wall. There's something about retiring on top.
I'm just expecting the first par three that we see Friday, Joel. That ball is going to be just crawling to the cup. It could happen.
Well,
you're on
a
roll, baby.
JT. Wow, hole in one? You're calling a hole in one now?
I'm just saying. Okay. I love it.
I did say to Robin that she bought a bunch of lottery tickets yesterday. She goes, how about if you win the lottery and then we win the lottery?
Hey, wow. All right.
So now, tomorrow.
That's never been done before.
Tomorrow. We'll have to let you know. We'll have to let you know that.
Just don't accidentally pack one of those balls in your bag.
And that, guess what? That will get a fist pump.
I should hope so.
That'll get a fist pump and his shirt off of Knox just running down the block. Yeah. That's what that'll get.
You're darn right. You're darn right.
That'll get.
All right, guys. Well, good stuff. We appreciate it. Great job. And congrats. It's going to be a lot of fun this year. That'll do it for this edition of Orlando Magic Pod Squad. We'll see you next time.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit Slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.